Okay, so we last left off about separating the five Solaim for the Pidyon, and that has to be a full gift. He has to, whether the Kohen could give it back, should give it back, shouldn't give it back. Actually reviewed with my nephew, who did a Pidyon HaBen a couple of years ago with Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen. I asked him if he got the money back. He said, yeah, he, when he dropped off, he gave us a baby gift of, like, pajamas for the kid or something and included the coins in it, so it did make itself back. I was also able to nab from him the Sefer Pidyon HaBen Kehilchasa, so he able to have that borrowed for a little bit, so we'll use that as well. Okay, so anyways... It was good. He had a baby last week, and there was a bris last week, so he had to find his sefer on bris too. So apparently, it was in the box right next to the Pidyon HaBen sefer. So we were able to find that. So okay. So here we go in Sif Yud. So now we're giving over the money. So the Torah says, "Vishash nosin ha-pidyon le-kohen." When you give the pidyon to the kohen, you make the bracha, "Brucha ta Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kishem Savet Zivanu al Pidyon HaBen." Okay, being podo es atzvo, and now if he himself, I mean, the father was never podo him, and now he's being podo himself, so then you make the bracha al pidyon habachor, v'yivaruch shechianu. And then you make the bracha of shechianu. What changed there? So if the father is doing it, so the bracha is on a pidyon haben. If he himself is doing it, so making the bracha of pidyon haben doesn't make sense, rather it's the pidyon of bachor. Now, how do you know? Maybe it should be the other way. So, why don't you just... Everybody should make the bracha of al-pidyon al-pidyon b'chor. So, the truth is, the Gemara actually explicitly states what the bracha is, and somewhat in an unusual place. It's at the very, 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 very end of Maseches Pesachim, the very last daf of Maseches Pesachim, the very last amud, the very last Gemara over there. There states these things, where if you go back to page 1, so the Beis Yosef quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Amrinan Demavarich Al Pidyon HaBen Veshechianu. Now it is not the discussion of generally what the girsos of brachos are, right? The girsa of what bracha we make, an Al and a Le'an, sometimes it's Al something, Al Bir Chametz, and sometimes it's Lehaniach Tfilin. So when do you say Al and when do you say Le? So the Gemara Maseches Pesachim has a discussion about that, specifically regarding about the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz. So that's the paradigm that is used to figure out what that bracha is. And the Gemara goes through plenty of other examples trying to figure out what the principle is about when we say Al and when we say Le. And the Gemara doesn't really come to a very straightforward conclusion on it. One thing that...
Say both For the
you're right. You say lehaniach tefillin, then al mitzvah tefillin. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, the Gemara fails to come up with a real solid principle as to what it suggests various things, but it fails to come up with a real principle. There is a tshuvas of the Rivash, which is quoted here at the Beis Yosef himself quotes, which sort of gets into this discussion. And sets up a principle of, well, when it can be done al yedei shliach versus when it can't. Now, you're right, the lehaniach tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin, is going to, you're going to have a problem there, unless, whether it could be done al yedei shliach, yeah, right. It's very difficult to come to a conclusion. Rashi there does make the point, though, that le is a catch-all, meaning when in doubt you could say le and you would be yotze. It's just a question of whether you say al. But either way, meaning the Gemara here says al, says explicitly that the bracha is al pidyon haben, and you make the bracha of shechianu. It's really somewhat out of context. I mean, the Gemara there is the Rashbam there, not Rashi. It's the very end of Pesachim, so that's one of the places that Rashi died. So at the Rashbam there makes the point that, the previous Gemara is talking about whether you make multiple brachas on a chagiga and different korbanos there, so it throws this in at the end. But we do have a Gemara saying what the bracha is on Pidyon HaBen. So that's the bracha, even though it's not going to catch all circumstances. Okay, the chasav harivash b'tshuva, right? Hatav shebracha zu ba'al, right? Why do we make the bracha ba'al? If you she'ena domel osan mitzvos shehein b'lamed, it's not like the mitzvos where you make a lamed. Why? L'vishazu nasis b'siyua hakoin. He says even though potentially you don't need a shliach here, it is you need someone else. I mean, there is another character that is necessary for this to happen, and that is the kohen. So and the kohen accepts the pidyon. So therefore, you make the. That's why the bracha here is al. Uladas Rambam, and the Rambam says Shabaav hapoda omer al upapoda atzma omer belamid. Right, if you do himself, you do with a lamid. Meaning the av is the shliach in a way. The Rambam seems to be hinting at that the av is the shliach of the son. Right, the father needs two people. He needs a kohen and he needs a baby. Right, but here, but if he's doing it himself, it would be lit. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. Right, but efshar l'teis tam l'fi shibaav efshar lasos mitzvah zu al yedei haben. Now I had trouble understanding this. Where the comma goes here? I even looked up the refush itself. But the father can do the mitzvah only on his son. Now I'm not sure where the kishiyagdil goes. When the son gets older, but so I'm not sure. But the next line is the kishiyagdil as efshar lasos al yedei atzma. But when he gets older, he can only do it by himself. So I'm not sure how that first kishiyagdil, how that fits in. But anyways, I mean, the father needs the son. The father is sort of doing it on the son's behalf. The son, the person himself, is doing it on their own behalf. So therefore, he would make the bracha of lit. At least that's the way the Rambam says. V'gavshi mayalo liftos atzmo uveno, the kaimalan hu kodem livno, the alma ikar mitzvah ba'atzmo elish ba'knuso iefshar. Right, that, in fact, we learn the Gemara, that if the father, there's a Gemara in Bechoros that says that if the father and the son both realize at the same time they need to pay Yerabed. Meaning, the father has a son, and he's involved with the shul, and the rabbi asks him, so, are we going to do a pinyon aben on the son? And the father says, what's that? He says, well, you know, if he's the firstborn son, there was never a miscarriage, and there's no kohanim or levim, and da 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 da. So therefore, you do a pinyon aben. The father said, well, I fit all of those categories, and I never had a pinyon aben. So how do you know? He says, well, it's not in the pictures. I don't know. He calls up his father and says, hey, you ever heard of this pinyon aben thing? He says, nope, never heard of it. So all of a sudden, now the father himself needs a pinyon aben as well. I'm sure this is not a circumstance that is rare. I'm sure this does come up. So there, you would do him first and then his child. Why? Because he has a stronger chiv on himself than on his child. So here, for our purposes, the Rivash brings that to prove and says, aha, what do you see? You see that the father, when he does it for himself, that is the Iker Mitzvah. And when he does it for his son, he's doing it on behalf of his son. So he's a little bit removed at that point. So anyway, so that's the way it comes down on this idea. So he would say, Al, the Rambam would say, Le. Now the Beis Yosef, the tour does not agree, right? The tour, what he said it was on the next page, he said, Shirkei Shavuos Havet Zivanu Al Pinyon HaBen, V'im Podes Atzma Omer Al Pinyon HaBechor V'Yivarach She'achiyanu. So the Beis Yosef there says, Mashakasa Rabbeinu Shim Poda Atzma V'Yivarach Al Pinyon HaBechor King Kasav HaRambam U'Pashut Hu. Right, that's what the Rambam says, and it's obvious, but the note on the bottom says, well, it's only half obvious, meaning he's only half right. I mean, the Rambam agrees that you would change the nusach of the bracha from pidyon haben to pidyon b'chor, meaning that you have to do, because it doesn't make sense to make that a person would make a bracha of pidyon haben when he's doing the pidyon on himself, right? So even though we are often loath to change a bracha as it appears in the Gemara, here it doesn't make sense as it appears in the Gemara for these circumstances, the Rambam does not agree that the Rambam would change it to le. And right, and that is, and that would be the Shita Rambam. I believe that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but we'll get to that. Okay, so what else? So the Beis Yosef continues on and says, right, when he quotes the Torah and says that when you do the pidyon, you make this bracha, kolomar, that you make the two brachos first, v'achar kach nosin ha-pidyon l'kohen, and then you give the pidyon to the kohen. V'chein kasav ha-rambam, v'atam, mishum d'chol ha-mitzvot v'varach aleim over li'as yosef, because it's a mitzvah that you're about to do, so therefore you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Fine. V'dayik lichto v'sha sh'nosin ha-pidyon l'kohen, shim hifrish ha-hei salayin l'pidyon mino, in v'varach ha-shiyitnu l'kohen. He says, and also, it's when you give the pidyon. That's explicit. As opposed to when you separate the five coins. Because when you separate the five coins, you haven't done the mitzvah yet. As we discussed last week, if you separated the five coins to give to the kohen, and then you lose the coins, so you haven't done anything, right? You're chayiv ba'achrayis. You have responsibility for it, and you got to find another five coins, right? You haven't done the mitzvah until you've given it to the kohen. Shuchayiv ba'achrayis and ashiyavu liad kohen lo nasis a mitzvah ashiyavu a pidyon liad kohen mashein kein v'peter chamor, as we'll explain shin cham chaf aleph, as opposed to when you are poda a chamor, which we'll get to later on. But all that excitement we'll save for later. Then there's a question of if the son dies, would the father make a shechianu? And you make a bracha. Oh, he didn't talk about here about making a shechianu. The Torah himself talks about making a bracha of shechianu. In fact, last week, my son Tuvia, he went to Camp Slapshots, as my other kids all went to Regesh, and he went to Camp Slapshots. So Camp Slapshots had a minhag of sending home like these trivia questions or these halacha riddles with the kids, and told the kids you should discuss this with all of your family members. So last week, one of the and if you get it right, so you will get a chocolate bar. So the or something from the canteen. So the question last week was, name a time when you would make a bracha of Shechianu that could be done any time during the year, and it's not on new clothing or something like that. On a mitzvah, that was it. I think on a mitzvah that could be done throughout the year. So when would you make that Shechianu? So there aren't too many answers to that, right? What bracha do you make? What mitzvah do you make a Shechianu on that is not bound to a specific time of the year? There you go. Pidyon Aven, right? So that was my answer. Another thing that we've covered along these lines is a bris. That was the extra knetch, but not all. First of all, in Eretz Yisrael, they make a Shechianu on brises. I didn't realize what the breakdown of Minhagim were, right? The Rama says that we don't make a Shechianu on a bris. The Mechaber says that we do. But the only potentially making a Shechianu is if you are the Moel, that's discussed. But even if you're the Moel, you don't. If you're the Moel and it's your first time doing a bris and it happens to be on your own kids, then you would say a Shechianu even in Chutz La'aretz according to Ashkenazim. That seems to be the one mechanism where you would. But in Eretz Yisrael, that is the minhag. The minhag is to make a Shechianu on at a bris, right? Joel, can you confirm? Is that you've had a grandson?
Well, because of the pandemic, I actually I've missed all the brises in Israel, so okay. I can't. The first one, the baby didn't come, so I came home. I had to go to work, and the other one, I couldn't get there because of the pandemic.
Got it. Okay, but I did. I sent it out to. I'm on a WhatsApp group with some of my chaverim from yeshiva, where actually. A large percentage of my year from Mivaseret actually made Aliyah, so I confirmed with them that they all did make a Shechianu. So that was another potential answer. There were one or two other ones, but anyways, so I required a little percentage of Tuvia's chocolate bar. Anyways, so there are a couple of good questions. We'll bring them up at other times. So, anyways, so you do make a Shechianu. There's a little bit of a question if the child is dead. If the child passed away, not before the 30 days are up, you wouldn't be chayv in pidyon aven, because he would be considered to be a nefel. If he was after the 30 days and he hadn't done a pidyon aven and he had passed away, so he's technically still chayv in pidyon. You would still do a pidyon, but the Rush says that you would not make a Shechianu under those circumstances. Okay, and then the Torah gets into this somewhat strange minhag that we have that is not really found in the Gemara, and that is this whole give and take that we have at a pidyon aven, right? So you don't go to them that often, but the Torah here says, it goes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, the second to last line, Tikkun Gaonim l'sidura minhaga de pidyona uberchasa dilei hachi, that they actually established a seder for the pidyon, which is that the father goes to the Kohen, and he tells the Kohen that he has a Peter Rechem, and then the Kohen asks him, well, what do you want more? Baruch Buchracha O Chavei Shalayim, right? Do you want your son, or do you want the five Shalayim that you chayev to redeem him with? And he says, no, I want the son more. And here's the five Salayim as a bipirkone, as a reward or a ransom, right? And then he gives it to him. Before he gives the money to him, then he makes the bracha of Asher Kishtam Zavetzivanu al pidyon aben. So that is a source for this practice that we have. It seems like the minhag Agra is not to do this, because it's not, the Agra is like, I don't know where this came from, but it is from the Gaon, the Rush quotes of the Gaonim quote, and that is certainly the general minhag amongst Yisraelim, amongst Klal Yisrael, to do this, like little paragraph beforehand about like this introduction between the two. So we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch what it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and there the Piskei Tshuva gives a little bit of an explanation as to why we where this comes from. Yeah. Okay. And that yes, that pretty much gets us to the end of this tour, basically here. So if we go to the Shulchan Aruch, there might be we'll come back for more probably, but if we go to the Shulchan Aruch here. So the Shulchan Aruch here is Simin Shin Hei Sif Yud. So the Shulchan Aruch here says that when you give the pidyon to the Kohen, you make the bracha of Asher Kiyush Shavu Zivanu Al Pidyon Aben, V'chozer Umavarech Shechianu. Right, you go back and make a Shechianu, V'achar Kach Nosin A Pidyon L'Kohen, V'in Poda Atzmo, you make the bracha Asher Kiyush Shavu Zivanu, Liftos HaBachor Umavarech Shechianu. Right, so there he has the change of the full change of the Rambam, as opposed to in the Beis Yosef, where he said, or he quoted it, you say, Al Pidyon HaBachor. No, here he follows the Shita of the Rambam, that it's Liftos HaBachor. So he changes the wording from Haben to Bachor, if he's doing it for himself, and following the idea of the Rambam, he changes it from Al Pidyon Bachor to Al Pidyon Haben to Liftos Bachor. The Gra on the bottom points out, right, four lines in the Gra, about four lines, so there's Birar Gra, and there's Yud Tesvav, about four lines before the end. He says, as we learn in Psachim, because Davi HaBen, v'chule, right, that's the sugya in Psachim about how you make the brach, hachanami, v'chmoshe kasav, v'chmoshe... Simon Reish Samachay, who had Kan, about Pinyon Beno, Mefurish Begamar, so Psachim, the Mavarech Al, that you make the brach of Al. Batam, Ayin Bahag, the King Kasav Rivash, the Daito, about Rashi Kasav Sham, but Rashi there says, the In Chiluk Vazenicha had the so Psachim, Vain Sarkh Chilukim Zarim, the Lamolov Liftoso Hain Shavim. He says, but if you look at Rashi at the end of that Gemara, Maseches Tzachim, not on Daf Kof Chafez, rather on Daf Zayin, he says that really both of them are okay, and therefore he suggests Liftos should be the same as Lamulo, and that is the seems to be the Gruz suggestion that would be what you would do. Fine, so So that is the first step there. So continues on the Ramah then, and he says a bunch of things. He says, number one, V'yesh omrim da'afa poda atzma varach al pidyon habachor, that even if your poda itself, you would make the bracha al pidyon habachor, as opposed to liftos habachor, right? That is the sheet of Achei Noagin, and that is the Tor V'rivash Simen Kuflamet Aleph. Fine. Number two, Yesh omrim, d'maisi le l'bachor kameha kohen, that we bring the Bechor in front of the Kohen and tell him that he is a Bechor Peterechem. And the Kohen asks him, right, what do you want? Right, do you want your son who is the Bechor, or do you want the five Salayim? That you chayet to be po to him. I want my son. Here's the five Salayim. And before he goes and does this, he makes the bracha, and then he continues on. Okay, let's hold off on that for a second. So where did this come from? So if you look at the Piskei Tshuva at the bottom, so he says, Ayin b'tshuvas chut hashani, b'simen tzadi beis, shekasav de'ena perish shenosin lo habrera. It's not that we're giving him a choice, right? That doesn't work, right? You can see already 30 days in, the father says, you know what? I haven't gotten much sleep recently. Maybe we'll postpone this for at least a couple of months, right? So, no. Right? Shere imratza av lahaniach haben lekoin, eno yotzi b'zeh, right? If the father says, I want to give you, you know, just take the kid, right? So he's not yotzi the mitzvah, right? As the Ramah says, v'samach, ela kedei l'chaviv hapidyon al aviv. Rather, the purpose here is to make it more special for the father, right, to say this. To make a, like a desire that he wants to be poda. Do lie, libo mahaseis liftoso, because maybe he doesn't really want to. The father's like, this is kind of like cheap. What, why should I be giving any money to this Kohen? Like, what did he do to deserve this money? Right? Kulei hai. Right? Kilu nenas lachach. He's like, he's being forced to do it. Al pi adibor. Va'az ein beno padoi. And if he's just being forced to do it, so then maybe the son is not actually poda, as we see from Rabbi Chanina lahu gavra. As we see from the story of Rabbi Chanina with that guy, Lo gamarta diyave midam biyesh biyesh avdas hilchach ein bino padoy. What's that talking about? So that's a story that we did last time. That's the story, the Gemara in Maseches Bechoros, where the guy heard that the certain kohen regularly gives the money back. So he gave the kohen the money for Pinyon Ben, and he keeps like wandering in front of him, like expecting to get the money back. And he's like, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I thought you'd get the money back." He says, "Well, if you thought you were going to get the money back, and that's why you chose me, so then you're not Yotze." So he makes a bit of a stretch here, which the Piskei Tshuva acknowledges, but he says that maybe the purpose of this give and take is that it establishes that the father desires to actually give the money, as opposed to feeling that he's forced to give the money or that he doesn't really want to, in which case maybe you would raise a question about the actual pidyon here. So lachin kishiyitim baratzon amar leakov my bayis tvei mishum shenemar ki libli kol b'chor v'im yachut zav shelo liftoso yeshu lach v'shem yachzar kodesh baruch v'yichenu imenu. Right. So if the father has a havim and may all give it, maybe that means that Hashem will take the baby back or something like that, and that's what we're attempting to accomplish. Right, so then the Piskei Tshuva raises questions. It's like, this doesn't exactly work, but okay. And then skip the parentheses. Because of od sham b'pshitos, right, in kofenes av liftos b'no, that we don't actually force the father to do it. Because we actually learn on a pasuk that if the father doesn't do it, the kids chayiv to do it. So therefore, it's given away a breira that perhaps the father says, "I don't want it," and the kid will go ahead and do it later on. So therefore, we can't actually force him to do it, but nevertheless, we have the statement, and we assume that he will do it, and therefore he'll do it out of his own free will, and therefore it's taken care of going forward. Fine. So what else do we got? So back into the Ramah here. V'chein, about six lines down in the Rama, he says V'chein noagim v'dinos elu im av etzel aben, if the father is by the son, aval im eno etzlo, if the father is not there, poda oso b'lav hachi, you do the poda without that, meaning this whole give and take where the father says, "Here's my son, he needs a pidyon," etc. So the Rama says it's only if the son is there. If the son's not there, so then you don't do it. Rather, you can't say, "Here's my son," rather you say, "I have a son." Right, and you'll do it that way. Right, and if the father wants to leave the kid by the kohen, no, it doesn't work. He has to be po to him. Okay, next. There are those that write that there is a minhag to do the suda at the time of the pidyon. Okay, so it's not completely obvious that you would do it, but. That you would have a suda, but we do. There are those that say that there's the minug is to go ahead and do it. The im yayin be'ir, and if there is wine in the city, mevarich ha-kohen al yayin miyad achar pinyon. The kohen would then make the bracha on wine right after the pinyon. V'chein noagin achshav, k'dei l'fersumei milsa, v'ein noagin levarich shasimcha b'mono. So, and we do that today. That is our minug, to have a suda by the pinyon aben. Why? The Ramah says, l'fersumei milsa, to make it public, in order to get the word out about this. But we don't make the bracha of Shasimcha Bimono. It's not considered to be a full-fledged simcha in that way. And also the Ramah concludes, Ve'ena av yachol liftos ayde shliach, v'gamein basin podenoso below av. And also the father can't be poda the child by way of a shliach, and if there is no basin podenoso below av, right? V'gamein basin podenoso, also a basin won't be poda to him without the father there. Okay. So that is the sort of a large question that comes up here. What just happened here? What do you mean? You can't do it al yidei shliach? What happened there? So why is he not able to use a shliach? Where did that come from? So the truth is, I mean, see, it's a little unclear. Right? I don't think the Ravash is just saying that in terms of breaking up the mitzvah, whether you say al or le, but I'm not sure. I gotta take a look again and see if he actually prohibits it or not. But where would this potentially come from that you can't use a shliach by way of the kid? So the shach here is like, huh? right? The Shach right next to it says Zet Tamu. He says, where is this coming from? Da Kaimalan Bechol Torah Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa. What do you mean? A shluch of the father should be like the shliach of the father, or of the son eventually, right? Why can't you just send the money with the shliach in order to give it to the Kohen? B'chim Mavur Medivei Aran and Kol Shad Yachol Liftu Saidei Shliach V'Gam Sefer. I'm not sure. Maimer Mordechai. I'm not sure what that is. Also, Tamal Zeh Shahari Chakasav Diachol Liftu Saidei Shliach. B'chim Besefer Tzedel Lederech Shechiver Amarein Rav Yisachar Ber Al Peirush Rashi B'chumish Harich Sham B'tshuva Acha She'iskimu Imo Kamagdoli Ador Diachol Liftu Saidei Shliach. And he quotes many people that you could use a shliach. That's pretty good bekias by the Shach. He says, oh, and then the Rav Yisachar Ber Dov Sefer on Rashi, he also says you're allowed to use a shliach. That's pretty impressive. B'chasav Da'af HaRivash, and even the Rivash, Loka Amar El Delo Matzinu Shum Chiyuv Min HaTorah Ala Adam Acher Sheyasa Atzmo Shliach B'makom Av Lifdosa. Now we don't find that there is a chiyuv on a person that he should make himself a shliach in place of the father. That's all he said. Mina avrot leftosim. The father says, I'm not doing it. This is ridiculous. This is kohana make enough money off my truma as it is. And I'm not giving them these 5 coins. Right? So someone else says, oh, I'll do it. So that we don't find. We don't find that there's an obligation to do it. Afilu beisin inam mechuyav min ha-tayra lasos aso shluchim makom ha-av leftosim. Aval badai sha'av yachol. The father could do it al yidei shliach. V'cheinu beisin yichom leftosim below ha-av. Im avar av lo padu, and the beis din could be poed to him without the father. If the father's died before v'chol shekein sh'avi aviv yachol lifdosu v'chai gavna, right? Certainly he could do it. V'ayisham v'haruchim pirish marashal b'shem aramitz v'huva bedrisha the yachol lifdosu ayidei shliach v'zeifar emorakasu de'im sham de'im beisin yachol lifdosu k'shemesa av k'shu katan d'chol od shu katan eno bar chiyuva, that if it happens to be that the son that the father dies while before the son is bar mitzvah and the father hasn't yet done pinyon aven, so there in that case you're right, the son will do you would hold off until the kid's bar mitzvah to do the pinyon aben under those circumstances. Okay, but anyways, that is the that. So the Shach says, I don't know what the Rama is talking about. What the story is there? The Dugal Meir Vava here. So on the first page of the Shulchan Aruch, right? So on the, along the right margin, there's a Dugal Meir Vava on about the equal to where the Shulchan Aruch is. Dugal Meir Vava, of course, is the Nod de Bihuda. So there he quotes this and he says, "See the Taz and the Shach, Shenechlu." They argue on the Ramah and they say, "Of course, you can be Poda Ayidei Shliach." Elisha Nir Lefi and the Esdaisi. So rather, what I think is the Chol Zeh Keshemimana Hashliach Achar Shloshim, about Limno Shliach Toch Shloshim Sheivdenu Bizmano Eino Nachon. He says, "No, I'll tell you what the Ramah is talking about." The all these rayos that the Shach and the Taz and all these proofs that the Shach quotes, that's all talking about after the kid reached 30 days. So you reach 30 days, the father says, oh, I got to do a pidyon. So he appoints someone to do the pidyon. But the, and he says that's perfectly legitimate. But the issue that the Ramah is concerned with, says the Nod of Yehuda, is if the father appoints somebody before the kid, before 30 days are up. Right, to appoint a shliach within 30 days that he should be poed at the right time, that's not correct. Why? There's a principle in towards the beginning of Maseches Nazir that if there's something that a person can't do now, he cannot lo mashvi shliach. He can't appoint a shliach for either. V'ulai, and perhaps kaven shafilu b'toch shloshim, even within 30 days, kaven shebiyada av litin hamos l'koin. But he says it's not completely true when it comes to pidyon aben. Meaning, yes, it's true you can't be poda the child within 30 days. That's true, but you could set the money aside. Right, you could give the money to a kohen, lithamos lekohen, and then he continues on the next page of Shulchan Aruch, velomar, and he could say sheyia padui laachar shloshim. He says that works, as we see in Siman Yud Gimel, mikri matzi avid hasha. That's considered something you're able to do now. Vayin shabben nazir, betosu de maraskal maitaimish shakasav reinatam shabiyado lahavi isa velomar sheyia chala al hakemach kesheyia nilush ulkachi chol laso shliach. That in theory, he could bring the dough and say that there will be challah on the wheat when it becomes needed. that works also as something you could do with shliach. V'ula yesh l'chalach v'afal pikin, ani omer, but says the Gemara, I say, sh'av yaseh shliach im rotze leilach l'darko v'shuv ha-shliach yachol liftoso, afilu im neima sh'ashlichus lo chal az sh'yiyah kodem zmano, v'kol makam shuv nasa ata shlucho mitam zachan l'adam sh'lo b'fanav. He says, however, that the father does have the right. The father could appoint a shliach if it's before 30 days. Yes, it's true. Maybe you shouldn't appoint a shliach, but you could. Let's say the father needs to go away on a business trip. So then push comes before 30 days. So then push comes to shove. The Nodvi Yehuda says you would appoint somebody as your shliach, because at the very least, somebody could go ahead and do the pidyon, and you will be yotze. The father will be yotze by way of zachan la'adam shelo b'fanav. So we said earlier, what's zachan la'adam shelo b'fanav? That I could acquire something on someone else's behalf. So can I go ahead and do a pidyon aben on someone else's behalf? Right? So everybody's gathering together for the party, and I see the coin over there. So I decide, you know, I want to get back at the father is a, you know, an old friend of mine, or I need to get pull a prank. So I go to the Kohen and say, psst, right, here's 30 bucks. I'm poed to the kid on the father's behalf. And then you get up and say, okay, everybody, you can go home. The pidyon is done. The father was yotze already, right? So we said that doesn't work. Why? Because the father wants to do it himself, right? It's not necessarily a in the father's interest that you do a pidyon aben on his behalf. But the Nodavi Huda says, if the father is out of town and he says beforehand, I want you to do a pinyon event for me, so at the very least that would work by way of Zachal Od Mishal Bafanov, as he has indicated that that's something that he wants to have happen. So, and see also the Piskei Tshuva has a long discussion on this as well. That where he quotes the Nabi Yehuda and others, and that is, but that's the Rama here is the Rama is the one who's considered to be like out there. That if you can't do you can't use a shliach, why not? So most assume that straight up he could do a shliach. That maybe what the Rama is talking about is this case that the Nabi Yehuda had of appointing a shliach before the 30 days are up. But even that, according to the Nabi Yehuda, there are clear, you know, he doesn't, you know, push comes to shove, are not really going to pasken that way, and if there's some kind of need to appoint a shliach, the Nodav Yehuda would be okay with that as well. Okay. Alright, so all of that is Sif Yud. Sif Yud Aleph then gets to calculating the 30 days. So the truth is I don't think there's much in, was there something here they wanted to speak out? Right, that once you've reached, and once 30 days have gone by, meaning the 31st day, you're waiting for the 31st day after the child is born, so you should do it right away, and but, adds the Beis Yosef here, he quotes from the Truma Sadeshen, that if the 31st day is on Shabbos, so you can't be poed to him on Shabbos, rather you wait until Sunday, right? So if day 31 falls out on Shabbos, so then you wait till Sunday. What about Motzi Shabbos? Right, what about doing it at night and all these and those kinds of things? So so let's hold off a little bit on that. So what does the Shulchan Aruch here say inside? So the Shulchan Aruch Shin Hei Sif Yud Aleph says, Ein HaBechor Roy LePidyon Ad SheYavru Alav Shloshim Yom. That the Bechor can't have a Pidyon on that Bechor until 30 days have gone by. The Achar Shloshim Yom Yiftenu Miyad. And after 30 days have gone by, you do pidyon right away. Shelo yishav mitzvos. We don't delay on mitzvos. Vim chal yom lamed aleph lios b'shabbos. But if day 31 falls out on Shabbos, ein poder oso. So then we're not going to do the pidyon on Shabbos. Rather, we wait until Sunday. Comes the Rama here and says, Yishorm de ein lasos pidyon aben b'chol amoed. He says, oh, by the way, there's some who hold that you're not allowed to do a pidyon aben on chol amoed. V'yesh matirin, and there are those who permit it. V'chein ikker, and that is the that's the main way that we paskin. Okay, so a couple of things here that he talks about. Number one, right, waiting till after 30 days have gone by. Then we say, the next question is waiting until, not doing it on Shabbos. And then the third thing is, what's the story about doing it potentially on Chol HaMoed? So the Shach here says, So the Shachir says that why can't we do a pid? One second. Okay. So the Shachir says, "Shundahavi kemekachu memchar." Right. The obvious reason is because mekachu memchar, because you're buying the kid, right? You're doing pidyon. Just as you're not supposed to deal with any money on Shabbos, so you're not supposed to do this on Shabbos. We tamzeh gam biyom tovein podin oso v'chein hu b'tshuvas harivash. Right. That's obvious. Period. So now the truth is, the Trumas Hadeshin himself, which I did, I think I put on the sources there, Trumas Hadeshin is like not as, he doesn't like right away, it's not a one-line tshuva in the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is wondering, he says, you know, it doesn't have to be, there are ways of doing this perhaps in a way that would be mutter on Shabbos. Like what? You know, you could, instead of using money, you could just use an object, right? And be poda the child in that way. And maybe, you know, if that is the zman for the mitzvah, so then maybe you should go ahead and do that, right? That is his, like, use a silver vessel or something else. But yet he rejects that all, saying that that it is, he says, yeah, but still, it's called the Pidyon HaBen, right? And therefore, it still appears to be Mekach U'Memchar, and therefore, it's going to be inappropriate. He also adds in that you have an additional problem with doing the Su'udah on Shabbos, meaning if you do the Su'udah on Shabbos, that's going to be a problem, because you, because then it loses its, the whole point of the Su'udah is that it should be, is that you want to do piersum, yet you want to publicize it. So if you're going to separate the pidyon, so let's do the pidyon right before Shabbos, maybe, or right after Shabbos, and do the Sudan Shabbos. He says, no, you can't do that. And how's the bracha going to work out? And all these like when are you going to make a shachianu, right? So therefore the Trumas Hadeshin really rejects those possibilities, right? We don't do a pidyon haben on Shabbos. Now the Shach continues on and says, "What about at night?" He says, "Nira de podunami balayla." He says, "By the way, it seems like you could do it at night." V'chein masher perakama de kedushin daf chavtes sof amar aleph uberashi v'tosu sham. I mean, what's there? So I didn't look it up, but kedushin daf chavtes is the sugya about mitzvah saseisha zman grama. So I assume right there the Gemara tries to figure out all the mitzvos, what are women chayvin, what are they not chayvin, and women are not chayvin, pidyon haben, and it gives a reason why they're not chayvin, pidyon haben, right? Whatever the reason is. It doesn't say, because you can only do it during the day and not at night, indicating what? That potentially you could do a pidyon haben at night too. So, v'chein mashmer, sof amarav, v'rashi v'tos hasham, mihu noagin liftos biyom. He says, but the minhag is to do it during the day. Mihu hecha, but, he says, the chal, maybe if the 31st day falls out on a fast day, tanis sibur, yesh liros, you should see im higia haben lechavtes to 29 days yud beis tufshin tzadi gimel. What in the world is he talking about there? So that is the time, that is the lunar time of the month, right? 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim, right? So there's, I forget what the total is in an hour, how many chalakim there are in an hour, but that's what we, right, that's what we announce every, that's the cheshbon that we have for Rosh Chodesh. So he says, you know, maybe we don't have to wait 30 days, we really just have to wait 29 and a half days and 736 chalakim, 796, 93 chalakim. So he says, if that's the case, so then maybe the night before, you have to check, it could be that that time is up already. Meaning, it could be that you need to wait for the day. Why? Because if the baby is born towards the end of the day, if you count out 29 days, 12 hours, it's going to go into day number 30. So therefore, wait till the day of day 30 to make sure that Zman is passed. He says, but if it's a fast day on that day, so suggests the Shach, so then you should do the Cheshbon and maybe do it earlier. And he says, but also, because that way you can have the Suda. But then he says, well, maybe we shouldn't do it just to have the Suda. V'imlav azish liftoso, or do it on the 31st, on the night of the 31st, shel yom atanis, aval ein liftoso b'yom atanis, don't do it on the day, and do a Suda the night afterwards, the leka persume, that's not a pirsum, hagadna, as we see, that was written in the Trumas Hadeshin. Gabichal yom lamar al p'shavis, dim yefdu be'erev shavis, shelo yochla pidyon ad la'achar shloshim, because in theory, you could do the pidyon on Friday, and say, I want the pidyon to be Bichal after 30 days and then do the Suda on Shabbos, but the Truma Sedation said you can't do that because then the Suda anyways is going to be separated from the Pinyon, and that's not a good idea. He says, I've heard there are people that do that, that they hold off, that they do the pinyon on the day of the Tanis, and they do the Suda that night, but, and that's really disagreeing with the Trumas Adeshin, and etc. So that's his idea. So what then do we do? So if you look here, down here in the Piskei Tshuva, so Piskei Tshuva says, first of all, 30 days have gone by, see the Sefer Tevas Gama, where he says Rosh Hashanah Yimnola B'Yom Hashabbos Chatzis Shah Kodem Motzi Shabbos the Hasha Dalad Shvuos Kufches Yom B'Shabbos Yom Echad Chavtes Yom Meis Leis Asur Liftos B'Yom Beis Miyad B'Boker Kodem Shish. Right, he says if the baby was born right before the end of the day, you really shouldn't even do it on day 31 in the morning. Sometimes if it hasn't yet reached the 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. Fine. That's the first thing he says. Especially during the summer, it might work out that way. Piskei Tshuva Yudches, do it right away. I didn't see what we said earlier. And Sham Inyan Imutur Lechov Lasos Kol Malacha Niskeres Baruchaim Kodem. Right? Are you allowed to eat and stuff before you do pidyon? That's also a different discussion. And then he says Lios B'Shavis Ayin B'Tshuvos Bach LeInyan B'Chor Shechal Yom Lamed Aleph B'Yom Aleph De Rosh Hashanah. Right. So what about a child that is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? So what? Why is that interesting, the first day of Rosh Hashanah? So when... His 31st day is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Right? So then, when should you do the Pinyon Ben? So you can't do it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You can't do it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Right? What about doing it on Gimel Tishrei? So Gimel Tishrei is a fast day. So what's wrong with doing it on a fast day? He says, well, doing it on a fast day, then you're not going to be able to have a Seuda. Okay, fine. Do it the night before. So you see, the Shach is like not so thrilled with doing it the night before. Because first of all, it doesn't always work that it's going to be the night before, and therefore maybe like low plug, don't do it the night before, because maybe those days haven't concluded yet. So the Nod of Yehuda here, so he quotes, he says, see the Nod of Yehuda, Kuf Pei Zayin Mashakas B'Zeh. So that I put on the page there. It's a relatively short tshuva by Nod of Yehuda standards. And the Nod of Yehuda here says, so he tells the story here in the first paragraph, right, with the child that was born, the 31st day is Rosh Hashanah, he says, Haba Aleinu Latova, meaning apparently someone's asking the Shaila during Elul, saying, hey, what should we do? I have this baby whose Pidyon HaBen is supposed to be on Rosh Hashanah, so what do we do about that? So he says here, so the second, so what do we got here? We don't bring it up earlier, but right, and even to have it at night, so the Shach is uncomfortable with that. But if we go to the three lines before the end of the first paragraph, it says Al Midon Didei Hanal. But in your case, Shiyochel Hakdim Apinyon. Maybe you could do it earlier. Why? Lifnei Hatanis V'Lasa Says to Uda. Other three, that would be better. Af Shemitshuva Sabach. Right Hanal Nira Midelo Hisker Lasos Kain Gami Mashakasuv Sham V'Achrav Achar Tzad Lamed Gimel. Right Nira Delo Sirle Minuk Hanal Shevi Yashach. He says, but in this case, you're not potentially doing it on the 30th or the night of the 31st. You're doing it on the night of the 33rd already. So if that's the case, because everybody knows, I don't know, everybody knows, I'm not sure how everybody's going to know, but assuming you make it clear to everybody that the Pidyon HaBen was a couple of days earlier, so the Nod of Yehuda really seems to recommend to do it the night before Tzom Gedalia, meaning right after Rosh Hashanah. So you go to the person's house, right? You have the Pidyon HaBen, you have the Suda then, and then everybody goes home, and then you fast for Tzom Gedalia, right? And the last paragraph reads, the Pidyon Yasa B'Leil Motzi Shabbos K'dei Sheyasa Suda B'Shasa Pidyon B'Lo Yantin Ad Yom Tzadi Gim, Lamed Gim. He says, then to do it on the Motzi Shabbos, actually, in this case, it's it sounds like Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So Mashkas Vashach, right? Shim Chal Yom Lamed Aleph Betanis Shagam Bezeh Shapodin BeYom Atanis Osan Suda BeLayla Shar. Do the Suda afterwards. Gamze Emes VeAmnam VaMina Be Taimish Shelo Ratzel Asos Apidyon BeLayl Lamed Aleph VeShapamim Akasi Lo Kalu. He don't want to do it the night of the 31st because sometimes the 29 days, 12 hours hasn't concluded. Kojanol BeSof Hayom. But in our case, Shiyom Hashabbos Kfar Hu Yom Lamed Gimel. Right, but here we know that the Shabbos day was already 33 days have gone by, so then certainly you could do it at that night. So they know to be who the paskins in this specific case to do it the that for Tzom Gedalia at least when you're already postponing it a couple of days because of Yantif, so then you could do the Pidyon HaBen at night because of the fast day. Now, with the Nodavihu to allow you to do it because people are, Motzei Pesach, and everybody's leaving town, so you want to do the Pidyon HaBen then right after Pesach is over in order to enable everybody to come to the Pidyon HaBen before they leave town the next morning, or that night, later that night, so I don't know if he would allow that. Meaning here, he specifically is allowing it, A, in the case where the 31st day already is long gone, is already a day or two earlier, and B, in a case where the next day is a fast day. He says, but if those two scenarios are not met, meaning there's no real reason why you can't do it during the day I don't know if the Pidyon, I don't know if the Nodav Yehuda would say in that case to do it at night. It seems like that is the specific scenario where it would be, because A, it's after Yontif, and B, it's before a fast day, which only falls out, only falls out on from Rosh Hashanah to Tzom Gedalia. Okay, there's this further issue of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, but maybe we'll save that Emir Sishem for next week. Okay, maybe it's that good. Okay, Laila Tov.
All right.